You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio. My name's Camille, and you're listening to Camille Spiel. Today's theme here is making a comeback. I'm very excited about the new year. Welcome to it. I know we've been in there for a while, but we don't get back to school here till very late in January. So, coming back here, I feel refreshed, ambitious, and just excited. Not as much this week as I did last week before I had all my schoolwork, but I'm going to pretend that I still feel that way. A few things here on the spiel, a few things are going to change in the new year. Number one, more Dolly Parton. She is my queen. She is my favorite person. Her music makes me happy. We love her. So if you don't like her, that's a personal problem. Take it elsewhere. Secondly, I want to start getting song requests from you all. If you don't know who I am, feel free to email me at gitauc@lafayette.edu or call the radio station at 610-330-5316 with some song requests. Or if you do know me, you can probably get in contact with me with a request or two. The songs do need to be clean and objectively good, though. And third off, let's have a great year. We're not going to mope around. We're going to try our best, and things are going to go great. Let's do this. So starting off, we have one of my all-time favorite songs. Working 9 to 5, here's Dolly Parton.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. You just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working out.
That's a great song. I know it was a Broadway show at one point. I never saw it, but I'm very curious to see what they did with it. My favorite Dolly Parton movie thing is The Coat of Many Colors. My little cousin and I used to watch it all the time growing up at my grandfather's house in Minnesota, and it was always very special and just very homey. I loved it. So this next song is a little bit different. Sometimes when I'm thinking of some random word, I'll like to put it into Spotify just to see what comes up. So this is Cannibal Queen by the Miniature Tigers. Enjoy it. Let me know what you think.
This is not a test or an SOS. I'm no longer on a quest to get girls undressed. I searched through their hearts and no treasure I found. I'm so lucky this one lets dogs hang around. It's good having somebody good for a change. I thought that no good dirty cheats, it drove me insane. I had finally given up on love and romance. If I lay down the sword, I'm giving my innocence.
That was a pretty cool song. I do love it. So this next song, I love this song. It's making me think a lot about space and, like, I don't know, like how Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos can just go into space. And meanwhile, David Bowie is writing a song about, like, this man's journey. And it's just crazy that people can go into space. It's mind-boggling. I don't think I'd want to go into space, though. I don't know what you guys all think, but personally, I think space is meant for people who are a little more fearless than I am, because I don't need to know what's going on up there. I trust it. If aliens are up there, peace to them, you know? Anyways, here's Space Oddity.
To know who shirt you wear. Now I don't want to go to school tomorrow. I can study thinking about you. And you know I always do. I don't want to go to sleep tonight when I can stay up thinking about you.
That was a fun song. Those are both two great songs, very different eras, but they're both just wonderful. So, this next song is Hung Up by Madonna. I think Gen Z in general underappreciates Madonna's cultural impact. Her fashion, her songs, her everything really affected the way like the 80s and the 90s went. I watched one of my favorite shows is the show on Netflix called Pose. It's probably actually on a real TV channel, but I'm 18. I don't know. And they talked a lot about Vogue and how much that influenced like the world at the time and how she kind of took it from 80s ball culture in the black queer community. So I find that very interesting. And I think this song overall is just very fun. And enjoy.
Time goes by so slowly, 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 time goes by so slowly. We'll be right back.
That song got a little long at the end, I'll admit. Sorry about that. So, back to this week's theme, making a comeback. So this next song was my favorite song in July of this past year. I'd drive out of my job every day and go down this really long and windy hill and just have my windows open blasting this song. As well as I can blast it because my car does not have a Bluetooth or aux system, but that's against the point. And I would just feel alive and invigorated, and I was making money, I was working hard, I was seeing my friends, I was dancing. Life was great, and it still is, and that's what the song is going to remind us of. Here's God in Jeans by Ryan Beatty.
Bed last night, we were naked with the radio on, played in my favorite song. My love, keep coming quiet. Freedom can die so hard when you have a broken heart. Tears of joy, I pray to the open skies. This is the fight I want. This is everything.
That riff is awesome. If I could play guitar, I would learn how to play that first. But unfortunately, I cannot play guitar. I know how to play piano, though, and the alto saxophone. I say know how to play very loosely. I can probably play about 3 songs, about 15-second stretches of them. But it brings me a lot of joy. And if I ever try to take up another instrument, I need someone to intervene. Okay? My dear, dear listeners, intervene. All right, so this next song is Stop Making This Hurt by The Bleachers. This is a really cool song. It reminds me of the month of March and seeing the first flowers come up under the dirt and just knowing that it's going to be warm soon, and which is saying a lot for me because I love the cold weather, but knowing you're going to be able to take walks outside, you're going to be able to spend time in the sunshine without freezing, and just that the year's moving on, you're moving, and you're going to make it to summer where the days are long, and you're just pretty good. So enjoy this song. It is pretty good. That's a good song. For these next few ones, we're going to be slowing it down a little. They're a little bit calmer. They kind of remind me of a nice sunny Sunday like we're having here in the wonderful, saying that in quotations, not mostly, love it here, Pennsylvania. And just take a moment, look outside. It could not be more beautiful today. It really couldn't. So take some joy in the sky, the way the wind blows, and the nice softness of the snow. Thank you.
I've spent a lot of time looking out of hotel windows, seeing the trees concave when that Colorado wind blows. I know the metro system inside out. Paris never changes. I know my way about. I said no when you asked me to dance. As I pulled away, you whispered to stay. I was in a trance. I happen to know that what I felt, you felt too. That makes no difference to me. I know this love is doomed, but you dear, I didn't think I'd find you here. Oh, roaming in the corners of my mind. You'll find a note I wrote the other day. Don't read it, just leave it. It might give me away. I never liked you much. You're always so complacent. And though I laugh along, I find you test my patience. Sure, I have less fun when you are not around. And when I come to think of it, my feet don't touch the ground. But you, dear, I didn't think I'd find you here. Roaming in the corners of my mind, will the nail find a note that I wrote the other day? Don't read it. Just leave it, it might give me away. Why was it you my heart cried for? You were everything I didn't need. Just a book I was told I should read. Never looked close enough to see that you were standing there with your head on your sleeve right from the start. Competing for my heart, but you, dear, I didn't think I'd find you here. Roaming in the corners of my mind, well, then they'll find a note that I wrote the other day. Don't read it, just leave it in my.
Thank goodness I'm able to mute the microphone while I'm playing a song, or else you'd all be subjected to my a little rough singing voice, and that is not something that should be put on the air here at WJRH. So this next song is one of my favorite songs of all time. It was alarmingly my number one most played song this year on my Spotify Wrapped, which I think says a lot about me. It is Like Real People Do by Hozier. His songs are just so beautiful and poetic, and as someone that loves to write and thinks of herself as a somewhat decent poet, I love reading the lyrics of his songs and appreciating someone who's just so wholly talented. So, let's enjoy this next song all together, and then we're picking things up once again.
I had a thought
That song is so beautiful. It sounds like just like angels at the end who are like flying through a field of daisies with honey. Like, I don't know. Beautiful. So I'm apologizing for giving you some whiplash, but this next song is Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High by the Arctic Monkeys, which is a lot angrier and still about love, a little bit less in a great way. But depending on where you are with your life, enjoy this next song. Sing along. No one can hear you. Have fun.
The mirror's image, it tells me it's home time, but I'm not finished, 'cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leave. Carrying your shoes, decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you. Now it's 3 in the morning, and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls until my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Somewhere darker. Talking the same shite. I need a partner. Well, are you out tonight? It's harder and harder to get you to listen. More I get through the gears. Incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls until my message you replied. Baby, why'd you only call me when you're high?
without it for so long. Forgot what it feels like. Been in the darkness till you came along. Showed me the daylight. Yeah. And now I'm trying so hard, but I can't shake it, shake it.
And we have made it to our final song of our first show of 2022. This is exciting. I am so glad to be back. This final song is a pretty big classic. I love it. Describes what's going on right now. I think it's going to be a great semester, guys. I have a lot of hope in my heart. I think it's going to be fun. Let's enjoy being back with our friends. Let's enjoy being back on a beautiful campus. If you go to college, let's just enjoy all the good things this year has yet to offer to us, and all it will. I'll come back to say goodbye. For now, let's just remember that the boys are back in town.
Thank you. much to see. But man, I still think them cats are great. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. You told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
Bye, everybody. Have a great rest of your Sunday and a great next week. I will see you next Sunday. But for now, this has been Camille Spiel. My name's Camille. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio. Have a good one.